Ollie Horgan, a 3-0 victory, and I think that indicates a dominant performance from your team tonight.
We're certainly dominant for the first maybe 25 minutes. We went 2-0 up, deservedly, although the first goal had a touch of luck about it. But then I thought we took our foot off the pedal from there to half time. And the second half was very, very scrappy. We weren't good. And to be fair to Wexford, they were feeding us pieces, corner kicks, free kicks, and they had a great chance to bring it back to 2-1. And probably should have trained them back to 2-1, and then it could have been a different outcome altogether. But thankfully, when we scored the third goal from a set piece ourselves, that was the game over, to put it that way to you, you know. But the first goal had a touch of fortune about it, and thankfully it went our way, and that at least put us on the right track, Jeremy, you know.
Yeah, and we've said it so many times this season, Ollie, that first goal, key really, who got themselves in front and getting the early goal seemed to knock Wexford back on their feet.
Yeah, I watched Wexford last Friday against Drogheda, and they didn't concede the first goal. There was no goal, if you like, despite Drogheda having more possession. And Drogheda just couldn't get the first goal. If they got the first goal, they probably would have run on and won it. But the longer the game went on, the more dangerous Wexford got. And there was a little bit of similarity there tonight, except at least we had a two-goal cushion. But the longer it stayed at two, the more they came into the game. And as I said, had a great chance to go 2-1. And God knows what would have happened then, but the third goal killed it off. But look, it's a good 3 points. We had a half an hour where we were very, very good. After that, we had a lot to improve on, and we need to improve, Jeremy, to try and make any playoff.
Yeah, well, when you were good, Ollie, I mean, it was some good football being played, some great attack and play, and every time you came forward, you looked like scoring.
Yeah, but then we stopped when we got the second goal, and to be fair to them, they actually, with their set pieces, looked stronger than us. We were hanging on by a thread at some of them, but to be fair, I think they scored the third from a set piece against them was pleasing for a whole load of reasons. We haven't scored a whole lot from corner kicks, and it was great that Sam got one here tonight. We've done a fair bit of work on it, and it looked like it wasn't paying off to any degree. But we have bigger battles ahead of us, and we'll move on from today very quickly, Jeremy.
Yeah, well, your next league game now is not until this night, fortnight, I think, away to Athlone Town. You'd probably prefer to keep the league games going. You've got the cup match next week against Bray. Maybe that's more of a distraction, is it, Ollie?
Well, look, we haven't really given it any thought on the basis that tonight was massive to try and get over the line. Thankfully, we did. We haven't even looked at Bray, if you like. We normally do a fair amount of homework on the opposition, but here, probably not as much as what probably do for Athlone or did for Wexford, if you like that way. Look, we've got to go to Bray in the Cup, which is, it's probably a nightmare draw for us for a whole lot of reasons. You know, you're away from home. Financially, you won't get anything out of it, and you're playing a Premier Division side regardless of where they are in the division. You know, if we were in that division, we'd be below them. And I don't mean that in any bad way, but they have Premier Division players, like Gary McCabe, Kevin Lynch, Conor Kenna, Sean Heaney. You know, they're Premier Division players that were at the top of the Premier Division 18 months ago, or whatever length of time I'm talking about. Do you know what I mean? So, it's not the draw we wanted. Any draw against any side at home would have been brilliant. Or should you have got, you know, away to the likes of Cork, who would turn you over, at least financially, you come up the road. There's a lot of free weekends in the Cup scheduled where if we go out next Friday night, we'll have no game. And, you know, to turn over Premier Division side away from home will probably take a hell of a lot more than what we did tonight.
Yeah, so you've got a wee bit of thinking to do. What kind of a way you go with this one next weekend?
Yeah, look, even if we're at full strength and you had everybody there and everyone flying, I still think it would be very difficult to turn them over, and it has to be finished on the night. Bray will go for the Cup. They'll probably look at the league being gone and will go for the Cup and have players that are capable of beating anyone on their day. They turned Sligo over not too long ago up there with that team, and despite the difficulties they have, you know, I think it might be a bridge too far, but only time will tell. We'll see. We've nothing to lose up there, Jeremy, to put it that way to you. But, you know, I wouldn't be putting too much money on us to try and turn them over with what they have.
Yeah, well, you've got players in, a couple of new faces in tonight again. I know Cavan played last weekend down in Cove, but that was his first home appearance tonight, Ollie. So these new faces, they're slotting in well, and I'm sure you're probably half looking at an extended season if and when Harps manage to get into the playoffs.
Look, Jeremy, we're not looking at anything really, Bar. We're looking at that low. We'll have a look at them tomorrow night. They're playing in Longford. That type of way, we'll prepare. You know, don't get me wrong, we'll spend this week preparing for Bray. Whatever we do and whatever we put out in Bray, you know, it'll ration itself out, if you like, or reason itself out during the week, that type of way. But, you know, we need to have a look at loan as well, at the back of their heads, on the basis that we dropped 2 points down there. And probably we're lucky to get a point in the end up, despite the fact we had a lot of possession. So, you know, listen, Willem wasn't kind to us the last time, so we need to try and turn them over down there in a fortnight. So that'll probably be the back of their head as well.
Yeah, but listen, final word on your team and on the players, Ollie. That's this good run of results maintained tonight. 6 games unbeaten, clean sheets. I mean, there's certainly a lot of positives there.
Yeah, there are positives, yeah. But, you know, I'm trying to explain to them and to the supporters that we'll have much bigger tests ahead of us when Galway come to town here. You know, in the next home league game, if you like, and that will tell a tale with the new faces. Are they where we hope they are, and has the team improved, you know, in the last number of months? There's a huge togetherness there, to be fair to them, that type of way, yes, but that'll only get you so far. I just think we need to have, if you take the first 20 minutes there tonight, we're very good, but I think we need that for a lot longer patches against much bigger games, and especially at home here, Jeremy.